The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, March-April 2024. The theme of this issue is Reflections on Passover and Memorial. In the beginning. While much of Christianity celebrates Good Friday and Easter as the time of the crucifixion and subsequent resurrection of Jesus, students of the Bible are aware that the Jewish feast of Passover was the historical time of his death and resurrection. This issue considers the scriptural evidence of these most important events. Lessons from the Jewish Feasts details the order of the feasts of Israel as directed by the law. Leviticus 23 contains instructions for celebrating times and seasons as God appointed them. Each of these holy days had a special meaning to the Jewish nation and provides lessons for the Christians today. From Exodus until Memorial, examines how the blood of the first Passover lamb delivered from death Israel's firstborn, who were under the protection of its blood, and eventually all of Israel. Subsequent Passovers have been annual memorials of that first Passover. Hasty meal and quick exit examines the time frame for Israel's Passover celebration and how it impacts our memorial date. Israel's Passover celebrations. The Old Testament describes six specific accounts of the Passover and its future celebrations in detail, while others are only briefly referenced. These six are especially pertinent for the Christian in preparing properly for celebration of our annual remembrance of Jesus' death. Nisan 10 was the day the crowds acclaimed Jesus, King of Israel. But Jesus knew the meaning of the day Nisan 10 as it related to Passover. The killing of the Passover lamb 4 days later. The acclamations would be short-lived as he mentally prepared for the agony to follow. The resurrection of Jesus. Those guarding the tomb were the first humans to know anything about Jesus' resurrection. But who was the first disciple to see Jesus? This article compares the four gospel accounts surrounding the Sunday morning of Jesus' resurrection. Our final article, Advantages in Christ, asks us all to consider the impact of our decision to follow Jesus and how it benefits every aspect of our lives. With each annual observance, we realize the privilege of honoring someone so great that even the angels shouted the words, "Worthy is the Lamb," Revelation 5:12. Because of his loving self-sacrifice, we are privileged to formally honor him each year in the symbolism of our Lord's memorial. May the thoughts presented in this issue be a benefit to all those celebrating this most important observance in the life of the Christian.